Coming up on KSDP News, the presidential race is unexpectedly close in Alaska, and sport fishing licenses are going to cost more next year. Stay tuned. Good afternoon. You're listening to KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint. I'm Marissa Williams with some local news on Monday, October 31st, 2016. The fees for sport fishing, hunting, and trapping licenses and tags will go up in 2017 across the state. It's the first time in 24 years that hunting user fees have increased, and the first time in a decade for sport fishing. KDLG's Avery Lill has more.
When it comes to the increase in hunting and fishing fees, many Alaskans will hone in on the popular resident sport fishing, hunting, and trapping annual license. That will go up from $62 to $94 in 2017. Some license fees, mainly for out-of-state hunters and fishermen, will go up by hundreds of dollars. Maria Gladyshevsky is the Deputy Director of the Wildlife Conservation Division at the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. She says that increases had backing from some unlikely allies.
Sportsmen's groups got together in the last couple of years and started lobbying the legislature to say they wanted to pay increased fees to get increased research and management from the department. Also in an era of declining state revenue, those sportsmen realized that once again they wanted to step up to the plate.
While most hunting and fishing fees will go up, a few will stay as is. King salmon stamps will still be $10 for residents, and low-income sport fish hunt and trap licenses will stay at just $5. Hunters and trappers and fishermen know that they pay to play, so to speak, and the revenues from license and tags go largely to management and research. Gladyshevsky estimates that the state's Wildlife Conservation Division alone will see a $5 million increase over last year.
All of the things we do as a division, it will provide funding for that. The vast majority of our work is basic survey and inventory and research and management on game species. So it's for that. It's for intensive management work. It's to fund our efforts to make sure we keep state management of wildlife.
The increase will also allow the Fish and Wildlife Division to receive more federal funds because they will have increased state funds for matching. Cinefont Shugak Jr. of Pedro Bay depends on his subsistence license because high shipping costs drive up the cost of meat in his area. He says that even when the price for the permit goes up, the value will far outweigh the expense.
As long as it doesn't go up way sky high, then we're okay with it, because the offset of the getting the moose or caribou or whatever and bringing it home is going to offset whatever price you pay for the license there. So I'm not too worried about it. As long as it's a nominal amount, it's something I think needs to be done at some point so they can go out and do what they need to do, moose surveys and all that.
Dillingham's Dan Dunaway says that he sees the benefit in a price increase.
What I see here, some of these are a little bit substantial, but I don't think they'll break most people's bank. So I hope people support it so we can continue to have the management and the research services that we need to protect our resources.
The license fees go into effect January 1st. A full list is available of the new prices on the Fish and Game website. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lee.
Recent polling shows the presidential race is unexpectedly close in Alaska. This week, we'll be checking in with voters around the state, asking what issues matter to them most and who they're supporting as Election Day approaches. Today, we hear from Julie Tisdale of Anchorage. Tisdale is 47, she's an accountant, a lifelong Alaskan, and an enthusiastic supporter of Donald Trump. She sat down with Zachariah Hughes of Alaska Public Media to talk about faith, politics, and The Apprentice.
When I pull up to Julie Tisdale's house in a newly developed pocket of West Anchorage, the first thing I see is a bumper sticker that says, "Proud Conservative."
Hi.
I'm Zach.
Zach, Julie.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Tisdale's dogs, a Rottweiler and a Pitbull, give the occasional bark from upstairs. Nearby is a bookshelf showing off the names and titles from the country's most prominent conservative writers as we pull up chairs in Tisdale's very tidy dining room.
Donald Trump. I always, you know, I have to start at the beginning because I always watch The Apprentice. I love that show. And then they had Celebrity Apprentice, and I think I watched every single season. And what I really loved about that show is how they always gave money to nonprofits. And he's straight into the point. I love it that he would just be, you're fired, get out of here. You know, it's just, you're fired, move on. I don't know, I guess I really appreciated that. So what, a year and a half ago when he decided to run for president, I think that's what this country needs, is somebody who can run a business. You know, not your regular politician. I get so tired of, you know, the little remarks by a politician. It's just exhausting. I felt then, you know, it's going to be good for our country.
Tisdale says she first got involved in politics in a serious way about 4 years ago. And now she's the treasurer of the Anchorage Republican Women's Club.
You know, conservative Christian ladies. We're not like the far, far right that some people, you know, like to say about, you know, conservatives. And we just want to get involved in our community.
You mentioned being a Christian, and I'm curious what your faith means to you.
I'm Catholic. I've been Catholic, oh gosh, probably 15 years. It's very important to me. So,
what's the relationship for you between your faith and your politics?
You know, I guess that a lot of faiths, and this might be upset some people, a lot of faiths are like, well, you can't have gay marriage and you can't have that. Well, I'm not that extreme. I think if two people love each other and they want to get married, I would never be one to tell somebody that they can't do that. You know, of course, I'm definitely pro-life. I'm not able to have kids, and so I think having a child is a blessing, you know, and I just, the thought of, you know, somebody, you know, having an abortion breaks my heart, so I'm definitely pro-life when it comes to that.
You know, when you talk about conservative issues or the kind of values in the Republican Party that you like, what are some of those values? What do you see as kind of the issues that matter the most to you?
Definitely oil development, and we are an oil state. And yes, I wish we had different industries where we could make money, but you know, Alaska's a very oil dependent state. So to me, it's, you know, more development within Alaska. You know, responsible development, of course. To me, that's a very big thing. My ex-husband, when I was married, he works for the oil companies. He still does. He was laid off, not this May, but the May prior, while we were still married. That was a very scary, scary thing for us. I mean, he just says, you know, they're cutting back. You know, here you go, after, I don't know, 8 years with the company.
And tell me about your feelings towards Donald Trump. I'm curious how his campaign for you is compared to the character and the persona and the personality from The Apprentice for you. Do you see them as the same, or do you think it's kind of different characters that have come forward?
I think it is a little bit different. I wish he would stop complaining. That's what really bothers me, and I don't like it. It's like, I don't know, put on your big boy panties, you know what I mean, and just stop complaining. Yeah, the media is against you. You know, all of a sudden, all these women are coming out, you know, making these accusations. It, you know, I don't buy it. You know, to me, a lot of it seems made up.
And how did you react to the tape that came out of the mic being on and the remarks about groping and some of those remarks?
Well, I listened to it, and I was like, oh, you know, that's a guy being a guy. And I was married to a slope worker, and you know, he said things, he cussed a lot, and, you know, would say sexist remarks, and to me, that it is locker room talk.
The polling makes it seem like it'll be a hard road for Mr. Trump to win, and I'm curious how that makes you feel, and then what you think you'll do if he doesn't win the presidency.
If he does lose, you know what, tomorrow's a new day. You know, it's, you know, then in 4 more years, hopefully, you know, the Republican Party will have another good, solid candidate to run. You know, it's, the world's not going to end. It's going to be a bummer.
That was Donald Trump supporter Julie Tisdale of Anchorage speaking with Zachariah Hughes of Alaska Public Media. Tomorrow, we'll hear from a Hillary Clinton supporter living on St. Paul Island. And that's the news from Sandpoint. I'm Marissa Williams, and you're listening to KSDP 830 AM.